I'm Adam Benjamin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. At the turn of the 20th century, social reform led to a greater appreciation for the decorative arts. The arts and crafts movement celebrated the creation of beautiful objects made by hand. A local company, Muncie Pottery, known for their matte, high gloss, and drip glazes, produced affordable vases, candlesticks, and garden pots in Indiana during the 1920s and 1930s. In the Decorative Arts Gallery at the David Owsley Museum of Art, you can see two examples of locally made Muncie Pottery. The tall flower vase represents a particular style that Muncie Pottery created from 1927 until 1939, when the company closed its doors. The tall flower vase has a narrow cobalt blue lip at its top that descends to a wide shoulder and leads to a turquoise body and foot. The melting of the cobalt glaze into the light turquoise glaze cannot be controlled, so each handmade stoneware version of this vase is different. The company first marketed their line as Rainbow Art Pottery because of the variety of colors they used. The tall flower vase shows the David Owsley Museum of Art's commitment to honoring local art and history. We'd like to thank Ball State student Michaela Carpenter for their text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.